Hello and welcome to Visions of the Past. I'm Andrew, and normally this is a podcast on the lore of Assassin's Creed. But today we're going to do something a little bit differently, because today is our 100th episode. And because of this, I am joined by a few friends from the Assassin's Creed community, and we're going to take some aspects of Assassin's Creed and mix them with some aspects of Dungeons & Dragons. And since we're not doing this alone, let's go ahead and introduce everyone, shall we?
Sure. So I'll start. Hi, my name is Kate. On Discord and other social media, I go by Amit. I am an archaeologist and a gamer and also an archaeogamer. So that's about it.
Hi, I'm Declan. I'm a fellow podcaster. I've been friends with Andrew for a little while now. I am a big nerd who's never played D&D, so I am the imposter of the group. Praise me!
I believe next up is Jarrett.
Okay, cool, got it. All right, well, Declan's not the only one. Hi, my name is Jarrett. I am co-host of the podcast The Bleeding Effect, an Assassin's Creed podcast, and I also do illustration. I've never played D&D before either. I don't even know where my stats page is, honestly.
I don't even know what a dice is, so just...
Gasp!
I think it was somewhere in here. I'll find it. Don't worry, I'll find it.
I've seen D&D dice before, and I'm like, they're so pretty, but what are they? Who needs 20 sides?
They're an obsession.
Oh, you will need them.
Oh, I got that part down. I got the dice out. Sorry.
So who's next?
I rolled 3.
That's right, it's you.
Yeah! Hello, it is Louise. I am the nerdy archer and terrible at doing intros. I also host an Assassin's Creed podcast. It's called The Rookery's Archives on YouTube. And I also do writing and starting out cosplay. Jack of all trades, master of none, pretty much.
Always better than a master of one.
True. And also apparently an archaeology student, so we're in very good hands tonight.
One of us!
And that leaves us to our lone Nat one of the group.
Hi, I'm Jamie. I go by Crimson in the gaming area. Crimson Knight, something like that. I am a Twitch streamer. A noob of one, but I'm still one. I am an aspiring many things. I love history. I love the Assassin's Creed series. And I'm the real imposter of the group.
Do we need to, like, roll Sphinx, see who really is the real imposter?
No, because then we'll be here forever. So everyone has already created their quote-unquote modern-day character, but unfortunately these characters are spread across the world. Well, that is until one day each one of you received a note along with a plane ticket. The note reads, "We are in need of you to do a mission. You have an all-expenses-paid trip to New York City. The only thing you need to do is to be at Nervosa Cafe 5 o'clock on Friday." So, 5 o'clock on Friday rolls around and everyone ends up in this cafe. You're not really sure why, but you order your cup and you sit down and you wait. I need everyone to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Constitution. Right. Oh, I'm good at con.
I don't know what this is.
Okay, so for the D&D initiates, you take a D20, you roll it, and then you look at your constitution modifier, which is the plus number, the smaller number. And then if you are proficient in constitution, you would know based off of your class or your D&D race, which we're all human, I believe. Yeah. So,
yes.
So based off of your class, if you're proficient, it would be, you would then have your proficiency modifier added to that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not proficient, then it's just your die roll plus the constitution modifier.
And should we copy paste our results on the chat so everyone can see them?
That would be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Whoa, look at that.
First roll.
Nice.
Natural 20.
Ouch, isn't it a bit early to start shorting out the natural 20s? Hmm.
Actually, isn't this technically the second roll?
That's fair.
We hadn't started at that point. It doesn't count.
I'll take that, says the guy who rolled the nat 1.
Another one?
No, on the initiative.
Oh, all right. I was going to say, you got another one?
You can all remind me of my hubris when I'm the first one unconscious in combat.
All right.
Okay. I rolled a 6. Please tell me a 6 is good.
It depends. That's up to the DM to decide.
Yeah.
Oh, please be kind to me. Oh, wait, how do I do a plus sign? Ignore me, I've never used computer before.
You're okay.
Right, my constitution is plus 1 anyway. Oh, boring.
So you got 7. Who are we missing?
Me?
Yep.
Maybe? Okay. Yeah. So I rolled a d20, it came up 4. Okay. I believe... Did we establish my constitution as 12? I have my handwritten notes, but I wasn't sure if there was something I added because of the bard class.
Where'd it go? A PDF in your character group.
Oh yeah, that's where I've been looking. I remember you sent me. I think it was in the general messages, which I'm trying to find now. Because I think you sent me that, and then you created the character profile thing.
I can bring it up real quick. Somehow I managed to mess that up. All right, you are Chase. You're not proficient in Constitution, so you just pull a plus 1. And I'll leave your sheet up so I can check.
Okay.
Okay. So that's everybody then. Only one. Luis got a nat 20, and only one other person was over 10.
Yeah, I think I was.
It was exactly 10.
Was 19.
Okay. So everyone underneath 10 passes out, takes 1 hit point of damage. Between 10 and the nat 20 just passes out. And since Luis was magic with a nat 20, just kind of watches these random people pass out, and
I'm just sat there with you like, this is why I don't drink coffee.
And out of the corner of your eye, you see a black-haired barista jump the counter and hit you in the face. She just totally knocks you out. You take 2 hit points of damage.
My hubris!
Oh my god.
It's okay.
Well, that's the last time I go to that coffee shop.
Oh wow, what was in that coffee?
I usually order tea, but I should not have ordered cappuccino this time.
So you all wake up, And what you are seeing is, so what you see is kind of like a warehouse with five or six recliners, and you're just kind of, you're groggy, you're not sure what's going on. And as you come by, the barista that punched Louise in the face is just kind of sitting there waiting for you to wake up.
Question.
Yes.
Are we allowed to swear?
How
PG-13 do we need to be?
Insert obscene hand gesture here.
You know what? Since this is based on an M game, just keep it, well, I guess obscene and vulgar are going to be two different terms. Just try to keep it, we'll go light, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Noted. I just look over.
So not Deadpool, sort of... but...
I would probably say somewhere between the level of Sean and Bishop.
Okay.
Noted. Okay.
Okay.
I look over it and just like middle finger, flip the bird. They went to break my nose. They are deserving this from the off.
See, that none of us knows why you're showing this person your middle finger, because we're all passed out.
You've just got one very angry Brit with a broken nose.
She just kind of looks at you and go, I'm sorry, you were supposed to pass out. Had to do it somehow.
That doesn't make it any better.
Did you roof us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Why did we have to pass out?
Yeah, I'm not clear about all this situation.
Well,
because on things I tend to enjoy, passing out is not one of them.
We do not kink shame in this group. However, there was no consent given.
Well, we were in a public place, and you all don't know each other. And some of you only know me by my name. Well, it's not even my name. You know me as the servant. But we are here because we need you to find some information for the Brotherhood.
Why us?
I was going to say, nobody's going to bite? Okay.
Great. Why us? And why did being in a public space give you permission to knock us out, first of all?
Well, some of you here aren't necessarily friendly to our cause. And I, unfortunately, needed to bring you all in at once.
Just you on your own, or?
For now,
I've got to say, kidnapping five, six people on your own, well done, but seriously, yeah,
well done, wow, I'm impressed. Was there a selection process? I mean,
well,
have we been chosen for our looks?
No, you were all chosen because you
have. I feel bad now, I thought I was like... chosen to be the best looking guy of the group, but
it's America's Next Top Model. This is their selection process.
But I'm English. How does that work?
Well, that was my question.
They're expanding their horizons.
It's a colony.
No, you all were chosen because we were able to trace your bloodlines back to a very specific date. This date is in 1099. During the First Crusade, during the siege of Jerusalem. Believe it or not, you all have a distant ancestor from that time, and we need you to relive their lives and find out a little bit of information.
Cordelia raises her hand. I have a question.
Okay.
It's not the same ancestor, is it? We're not, this isn't who do you think you are, right?
Yeah, actually, I was about to ask that too. Like, it's, these aren't all my cousins or something, right? Can we still call each other cousins if we're all the same descended from the same person?
Family
from, like,
reunion.
A thousand
Damn,
years
they
ago.
They slept around.
My ancestor is not a thought, thank you.
We call that an independent person.
The servant right. just kind of goes wide-eyed and just is like, no.
Should have phrased that better.
A thousand Rammer. Years since that, then.
Yeah.
There's been some separation. Even if it was the same ancestor. But no, you each are from a different bloodline that all participated in the siege of Jerusalem.
On which side?
That's a very good question.
Well, that's kind of unclear based on our documentation. Ugh. So we won't.
So
really
how did you get this information?
Oh, I'm gonna be the one who's being thrown with a, you know, with a catapult throughout the walls, am I? am I the corpse?
Can I just supposit that would be very weird if we all had the same ancestor and we channeled in, you know, through the past and kind of had to, what, Megazord the same ancestor, like each one of us gets
along? Like that time, like that time the internet played Pokemon?
I request my part of the Megazord ancestor be above the belt.
Oh, I could be the butt. I'm fine with that.
Right. Nobody wants to be blamed for like the offshoot. It's like you were in charge of that part. Like, what happened?
Well, luckily, we won't have to go through with that.
Is there a liability form that we should fill in?
Yeah, can I see your health and safety certification?
No. This is either a job you choose to take, or you can drink out of that kettle and wake back up at the coffee shop.
Ooh, how red British. Pill. Yeah, Matrixy.
Why would we take this job? Just asking?
Well, you don't have to, but there is at least one of you that I know will, based on me, the fact that you are finally meeting the servant.
Yeah, I'm kind of just like, I'm bored of libraries now, so I'll do anything for a laugh. You get bored of books after a while.
Can your organization pay off my student debt?
That is a very good question.
If so, I'm in.
That's a strong incentive.
We can probably work something out.
Excellent. So count me in.
So what all would this job entail?
Right, what do we do? We are thrown into 1099 and we just survive the siege?
Do we get our own TARDIS?
No. How? Long story short, you see the chairs about you. You sit down. We hook you up to a machine, and you will relive a simulation of the Siege of Jerusalem in 1099.
So it's the Matrix. We're all screwed.
But
am I the only one thinking it's the Matrix?
Are we not already in the Matrix? Because, I mean, we were knocked out and there was nothing that said that we woke up in the real world.
Oh my god, you're right. You're right. How do we know this is real?
Why would we
I point to my broken nose?
Like, right. Why would we wake you up in a warehouse? Why wouldn't you have, if we had really put you in the Matrix, why would you be here and not already in this simulation?
Maybe your minds are more.
Oh, we believe in free will. You have that choice to leave.
Hey, we have the illusion of free will.
Right, right.
I'm game. I'll strap myself in. I mean, happy.
If there is coin to be made, yeah, sure. Why not?
Before we get tied in, I believe that it would be best that we get to know each other, as we will be here at least for a few days together.
Other centuries.
And I don't think you guys even know each other's names.
Rude.
Not all of us can be company spotted. Company. Oh, shit.
Servant.
Died.
Servant, are you okay over there? Do you need some water? I pick up the
you
kettle
want some
and
tea?
Just like hold it out.
Yes.
Do you need something to drink?
I got my own thanks.
Hmm.
Not all of us can be sponsored archers from the company.
Wow. Okay, this icebreaker sucks.
As long as we don't have to hold hands and sing at Kumbaya, I'll be all right.
Oh, wait.
What does this have to do with the company?
Well,
yeah.
The information we're looking for is on an artifact known as the True Cross. We have heard that the company plans to use it in their next big project. We just don't know what that project is, or exactly how this artifact is going to affect it.
I'm sorry, the True Cross? That cross?
So the rumors say.
Mm.
Oh.
Well, totally intrigued.
Christ. Literally. Yeah.
Now I get how you guys operate, because short backstory, but I work in the university museum, and I believe that was on an exhibition list, like sent to be here, and then it just up and disappeared. Kind of like we just up and disappeared, just kind of wound up in this warehouse. So I didn't know you guys operated like that, but now I see we're in it.
Got to the cross before we did, and we need to know what it does so we can figure out what they're going to do with it and how to stop it.
Great. Well, I specialize in these kind of artifacts, so I'm in. You know, I'm intrigued. I would have gotten to look at it anyway if he hadn't stole it out from under my nose or from the university's nose. So, you know, now I finally get the chance. I'm in. Right. I'm Chase, by the way. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Well,
hey.
There's money to be made, and I do like the history. And the historical moment in question, you know, humanity major here. Hi, I'm Mark. Sure. Let's go find the True Cross, I guess.
Say it with a little more enthusiasm.
Yay, dead cancellation.
There you go.
Hey, Marika.
Well,
so just to be clear, participating in this will be sticking it to the company and screwing them over.
Yeah.
So
I'm in.
That's an angle I like.
Sounds like anarchy. I'll sign up.
Okay.
And the servant looks straight at Cordelia.
Oh, shit.
Don't you ever wonder why you were sponsored at such a young age? Don't you have any curiosity about what the company is doing?
She's standing there tapping her foot like, I was a good sportswoman. Surely that in and of itself. I have no... Why me? Okay? She Why just looks you? At the rest of them like, you lot are weird.
Y'all.
Why are you in on this?
Y'all.
Got now better to do.
Everyone
I have some issues with the company.
Either has a vested interest against the company, or they know a little bit more than what they're talking about with the history. You, on the other hand, we thought you would be curious on what the company sees in you. It's more than your archery skills.
The plot thickens. Why do I feel like everyone here is just really big creepy stalkers that hang around with binoculars watching our every move?
Big Brother is watching you.
Exactly.
I mean, don't be silly. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. They don't need to stand around with binoculars watching us. They just have to Google us.
Why do you think your cell phones are gone?
Ah. Oh, well. Ah, ghosting again.
I pretty much accepted a long time ago that we live in a dystopian environment, so, you know.
Definitely the darkest timeline.
I had a competition this weekend. God damn it.
I mean, if we get this over with, you might be back before you know it.
This is actually the best thing that's happened to me in like a month. I have like a 12-page essay paper to write on this cross, so now I get to get the information from the source instead of peeling through boring, dusty old books and looking through it. Now I can just go directly up to it and say, hey, what's up?
How are you going to put that in your bibliography, though?
I was there. Trust me, though.
Exactly.
It's true because I said so.
I'll have to think about how to word it, you know.
You said there was something we could take to nope out of this, right?
Yeah.
It would be out of that mug.
Does it look suspicious? Am I worried?
It would look just like the tea you drank in the coffee.
Oh, God. It's mushroom. It's mushroom tea. It's shroom tea. Yeah. I can tell you without any doubt.
It's arsenic. You already know too much, and they can't like just Men in Black you, so you're done if you refuse this. Right? Am I right, servant? Isn't that what it is? That's how you guys operate, right?
Snitch.
Why don't you give me a charisma check on that?
So I roll a d20 then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how you lot are being nice and Cordelia's just standing there sulking.
Mark is making the cutthroat gesture behind Cordelia's back. It's like, no.
I rolled a 5.
Blah, blah, blah.
She just kind of looks at you and tells you, well, if you stick around long enough, you'll learn how I operate.
Like I have a choice. Okay. Okay, I'll play along. Yep.
Ugh, fine. I guess I'm in.
Woo! One of us.
She's still there sulking, by the way.
Yeah. Not all of us were sponsored.
When you are ready is to sit in your recliner and we will put the IV in and get started.
How does it work if we die in the simulation?
Well, if you die in the simulation, luckily for you, there are safeguards in the machine.
Okay.
All they do is pull you out and you'll have to recuperate before we can put you back in.
Okay.
Wow, this is going to be fun. I bet I'm the first one to die. over tripping over a cat or something.
Let me jump off a cliff real quick to see how it feels.
You get bitten by a plague rat and you're dead.
Oh god. It's not the rats.
You got dysentery on the Oregon Trail.
The fleas, whatever, the plague fleas.
No, in my look, I'll just see a cute dog that I want to stroke. It turns vicious.
Nah, touch it.
Rabies! Don't touch the fucking dogs. They have rabies.
And plague.
I will and the plague. I will try and remember that, but they're so cute.
Just what if we are on the...
Kill it.
What if we are on the wrong side of the fighting?
Well...
Don't stab me.
Luckily for you, considering it is a simulation, you don't necessarily have to follow your ancestors' memory to the letter. The machine will allow for changes within the simulation.
Okay.
How do we know that the simulation is accurate? What is it based off of? What is the source?
The source is in your blood.
That sounds very much like Count Dracula.
I mean,
I don't know how to respond to that.
I mean, we were drugged.
Yeah, that is also true.
The IOC is going to have a field day with this.
No,
my god.
Oh, wow.
I guess that means we need to start at the beginning. What is a memory?
Memory.
All alone in the moonlight.
A memory is the firing of your synapses.
It's a recollection of a past event.
Recollection of past events based on who they occurred to. But what about these animals that do things like migration without the prerequisite knowledge?
Instinct, right?
It's passed down.
It's passed down through their DNA. We know that we can read your DNA to find the memories that we need to find the information on the true cross.
All right.
Okay. I'm still skeptical, but...
Yeah, me too. Just because we have the memories of past events of what you're saying, our ancestors, right? Our ancestors remember where it was, we should remember where it was. If our ancestors didn't know, like, what was 10 feet to the left of them, and, like, this given, how is the whole world kind of just going to be shaped around us? It's going to be like a foggy blur where we don't remember, where the ancestor doesn't remember. Okay.
But the machine is combined, so each one of you has your own ancestor's memory. Bringing those memories together will allow for the creation of a siege of Jerusalem.
Are we going to have our ancestors' skills too? I don't know how to operate a crossbow.
Physically, yes. You will be you in mind, but them in body.
Excellent. Ooh, can't wait.
So this just raises more questions. Sorry.
I'm a good-looking man.
Well, it is the Middle Ages, so good luck with that.
Oh my god.
You're just going to have
very good chance none of us are going to be very good-looking.
Yeah. Speak for yourself.
I'm not ready to chew with wooden teeth. I'm just
saying. Maybe I can ask a miracle to the true cross. Who knows?
All right.
So unless there's any more questions...
One question. Now, there are interactions with past events, objects, places happen because of our collective memory. So if maybe none of us interacted with, let's say, a specific weapon by a certain point, do we just have to sit there and kind of watch the days go by until suddenly our ancestor remembers how to swing a sword? Or
no, that is part of a simulation. Because you are running a simulation, you are able to interact with the environment like you would now. If I handed you a sword, you might not know how to use it, but you could swing it.
Got it.
Fair enough.
And if we didn't go in a building for like until a couple of weeks later, we have to wait till that exact time until that building appears in our ancestors' memories.
Not necessarily. Because it's there in the DNA, the machine can build the environment.
Okay. Got it. So I just wanted to get those questions out of there. I don't want to fall into like a
You're worried like a that you're glitch. Going to end up in the white room and go into a coma?
Yeah, yeah.
What now?
That's the worst possible scenario, and nobody's okay. been in a coma in like 10 years.
Guys, think about it. How many of you have played video games? Answer me that. How many of you guys have played video? We've all played video games, right?
We've all played video games. Come on. Who do you think we are?
So what happens to us when we go outside of the map area on a video game? What happens to that character?
We get a life.
We run into an invisible wall.
Oh, God. We run into an invisible wall.
The game crashes, which is why I'm saying, all of you be careful where you step. I don't want all of us to get frozen and stuck in there if one of you decides to go outside of the ancestors' purview. I'm not having this happen.
And in case you've been living under a rock and haven't played games, mm-hmm. don't make rash decisions, lol. We don't sway too far to avoid getting stuck in no space.
Okay, so we're in agreement. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
I was so ready to go for this for my paper, but I'm just getting the gravity of the situation and what I might be sacrificing in order to finish this paper.
The things we do for the scholarship.
Yes.
So if there is nothing else, please take a seat.
Okay.
After you.
Okay. It's just an IV, right? It's not a brain spike. It's not a
nope,
6-inch brain spike.
It's just a simple ID. It'll take a small sample and pass it through the machine and then feed the information through a visor that will come down from the top of the chair.
Okay. This is Chase Bergeron signing off for now. See y'all on the other side. Suckers.
Yay.
So as the servant goes one by one, putting in the IV and pulling down the visor, everything kind of goes black. And that's where we're going to end today. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in 3 weeks as we continue to put this story together during the month of December, to celebrate the 2-year anniversary of Visions of the Past. Until then, you can find links to everyone's social media in the show notes below. And until next time, my assassin friends, make sure to follow the creed, and to those Templars listening, may the Father of Understanding guide you.